Well, I mentioned Malcolm Predy. What was he like?
A bit of a joker. Malcolm, very good loose player. Excellent loose player. You know, he could do amazing things with his hands. And you had to go drop goals sometimes, I think. Mm. But,
shades of Mike Burton.
But I think the thing which let Malcolm down was he wasn't the world's best scrummager, you know, which eventually he got sort of found out. But the rest of his game was superb. Mm. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mentioned forwards. Of course, behind you, you've got Peter Butler.
Right.
It's a matter of putting me into a position, get the penalty, and he'd kick it.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And invariably, he did kick it. Yeah.
And Chris Williams, fly half.
I didn't play many games with Chris.
You didn't?
No, not at all, no. So I think he left comparatively early in my career at King's Home.
Yes.
But he wasn't everyone's cup of tea, Chris. I think he sort of played when he wanted to play.
Really?
Yeah.
Formidable player, though.
Yeah, good outside half, yeah.
Very, he's a very good player on his day, let's say. He's a very good player, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he got England capped.
He could look like an extra forward at times.
Well, as I said, he was sort of physical, sort of outside half. So, as I said, I didn't play many games with him.
No.
I played against him a few times in sort of trials and things, and he didn't like him. I used to get in his face all the time. He used to take wild swings at me.
What open side flankers do to side halves.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was a bit of a thorn in his side. But,
I met Richard Mogg.
I've known Richard for a long, long time. And if he played for another club, I think he'd have got quite a few caps. But again, because he was playing for Gloucester, I don't think he got much of a look in.
Yeah, I've read in various places, very unassuming, quiet sort of guy. Is that right?
He is, yeah. I actually had a coffee with him about a month ago now, and he's got a job to walk now.
Really?
Really, yeah.
That sounds a result of playing rugby, or something.
Yeah, he's limping quite badly. And I think he needs hip replacement, but he's a coward as far as hospitals are concerned. But he's limping quite badly now. You haven't seen him lately then?
No.
Because he's always coming down here, sort of match days.
Yeah.
He's always down here.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you say.
But a great servant to Gloucester Rugby. Yeah.
If he played for another club, he probably would have played an awful lot less games. And would have played for England.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been a completely different career.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Yeah. As it was, he went on and on, and he was every bit as good at the end as he was at the beginning. He just adapted.
He certainly wanted his game.
His game so
well.
He was
very fit, and he always kept himself in good shape.
Yeah.
Well, even when he left King's Home, I think he went back to Treadworth and carried on playing, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
which is probably a silly thing to do. You know. I had a bit of that. When I left here, I sort of played for Oak Richards again, and I wish I'd never known.
Why is that?
I think when you go back to a local club, I think they expect too much of you, and you end up doing too much. Mm-hmm. In local rugby, you know, because you've got a bit of a reputation, they tend to dig the sly one in, and you know, unfortunately, it happens.
Yeah. Well, it's similar, I suppose, with the local derbies when Gloucester played Stroud or Lydney. Everybody knew each other, didn't they?
And they did, yeah.
Personal battles going
and
on.
And they were some of the hardest games ever played in.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really were.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you play many games with Steve Boyle?
Again, that's another person I went to school with.
Yeah?
Yeah, Tom is. Good player, Steve Boyle. Yeah, good player.
He was a footballer at school, wasn't he? A goalkeeper. I remember him telling us, we interviewed him last year.
A goalkeeper.
Almost exactly a year ago.
He was certainly big enough to be a goalkeeper. I think he played a lot of water polo as well.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about a lot of the players you played with. Were there any particular players, opponents, you would pick out as being some of the hardest you've played against?
Oh, I've played quite a few. Terry Cobner.
I might have guessed. I was just about to...
any of the Welsh teams.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've played against Tony Neary a few times.
He was your sort of player, rather, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Yeah,
he was. Very all similar.
All over the field.
Obviously, every time you'd like play Bristol, they were sort of attritional games. But then,
Mike Rafter would be your period, wouldn't he?
Mike Rafter,
yeah.
So I played a few games in the county of Mike Rafter, and I also played against Mike Rafter when I was at school because he went to St Brendan's.
Oh, they were a great rugby school, weren't they?
So
Brendan's.
We played against each other at school, and he was being earmarked for England then. When he was playing at St Brendan's. But I met Mike on several occasions. We always have a chat and a talk about things. Nice bloke.
Do you remember your final game for Gloucester?
Northampton?
No. Well, last game in England, anyway, was 8th of April 1985 against Fylde.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. One of the Easter games, I guess.
It's
Fylde. Yeah. Maybe you didn't realise at the time that was a final game.
It's Fylde, was it really?
But then, in actual fact, the following year, the Tour de Florida.
That's right, yeah, 1986.
And you played against the Boca Raton. That was the name of the club anyway.
Yeah. I seem to have played all over the pitch on that tour. Was it scrum half, hooker?
You did?
Yeah, I think I played three games. I played hooker one game, I played scrum half another. And I think I might have played flanker in the other one.